Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. What a big day it has been. If you wanted to reach me at Ryan Recker, you can find me right there on social media. And tomorrow, George Gray joining Mark Reardon. Excuse me. In The Price is Wrong. That's going to be the segment. Plus, Mark's got the Reardon Roundtable. That's going to be pretty cool. Lots going on. So you're going to want to come back tomorrow, too. Joining us now is a guest, author, a writer, and someone that's a White House correspondent for The Washington Times, Jeff Mordock. Thank you for coming on to 97.1.
Thanks for inviting me, Ryan. I appreciate it.
You caught me mid-sneeze there, so I apologize before. I don't know if that went over the air. So Trump's strong economy defies gloomy Wall Street predictions recession. That was one of your articles there, Washington Times. Let's talk about that. So it's been a wild ride on Wall Street, hasn't it?
It has. But one of the things that I think is so interesting is the second we weren't even days out of the election in November when analysts and Wall Street analysts started predicting there's a 75% chance of recession. There's an 80% chance of recession. And then we saw these predictions rise up again when the president made his tariff announcement last month. Now there's going to be a 75% chance of recession. And it's interesting that these economists keep trotting this out there and it still does not happen. We've got stock shelves. Inflation is going down. Jobs are increasing. I mean, that's another thing that economists got wrong. They said in April that he would only create 135,000 jobs. He created 177,000 jobs. And it's almost as if these economists are bad at their job because they keep getting these predictions wrong.
So what should we do to read into that? Should we say that the American economy is so strong that even some temporary bumps for clear sailing after, it proves that this may have been all worth it?
I think it's a combination of two things. I think it's a little bit of bias from the economists and some of the Wall Street analysts out there and factoring that bias into their predictions. And I think you're right that the American economy is so strong that it can survive some shocks and disruptions. A great example of that is the chaos we saw in Wall Street after the president's tariff announcement. Now, after he's reached two trade deals, stocks have come roaring back, and they've erased all of the losses that we saw in a couple of days after the tariff announcement.
Isn't it kind of interesting, too? When we go back to Donald Trump's first term, I think one of the most important things to him was the economy in the stock market. There was a big, I guess, effort to make sure both of those things were healthy. And the efforts that he put into it, policy, standing up to China and some of these other foreign countries, we kind of saw a preview of what would happen in the second term, which started here. But it seems like the economy in the stock market in particular, I should say, was not as important as trying to settle some of the loose ties internationally. So going into the rest of Donald Trump's term, do you think he'll go back to focusing on the stock market, growing that, growing American economy, or do you think there's going to be other things he may put focuses on above that?
No, I think it's going to stay his main focus. And you see that nailed, because in everything he's trying to do, he's trying to tie it to the economy and the stock market. Peace in Ukraine. Well, let's do a mineral deal that gives the U.S. access to rare precious minerals, which will help the U.S. economy. We see it over there right now in the Middle East. I think this is a great example. We've had president after president go over there and beg for oil and promise all of this stuff if they give us oil. Trump's bucking that trend. He's doing something completely different. He's going over there and promising economic investment and demanding they in turn invest in us economically. And in exchange for that, they're going to have access to our weapons, our security, what they need to make sure there's peace and stability in the region. So even things that traditionally presidents have done that they've looked at as diplomacy, they've kind of looked at as separate from the economy, Trump is tying all of that into the economy. It's a really unique approach, and it goes back to his reputation as a deal maker.
Is that a lot of risk put into it then? So let's say there's all of these different deals that are happening, some of them simultaneously. And if some of them don't work out the way that he hoped that they would work out, does that ruin the rest of the deals? Or do you think that sometimes when you work in bulk, meaning you're doing a bunch of things, even if maybe half of them come through, you're still going to come out ahead?
I think it's the latter. I mean, if you look at it right now, he's got nearly two trillion, it's 1.8 trillion in investment commitments from Qatar and Saudi Arabia combined. And he hasn't even gone to the UAE yet. I mean, even if half of them don't pan out, that's still $6 trillion in investment flowing from and into the United States. I mean, even if you lop it off by, if you keep going down, it's still billions of investment going each way. So I think, yes, he's doing so many deals, and that's how he's measuring his success, through these incremental deals. And if some of them fall through, there's still plenty of other deals in the pipeline.
Do you think if the media treated Joe Biden the way they treated Donald Trump in terms of skepticism and criticism, that we'd be better off today? Because I feel like if there was an actual effort to try to, I guess, hold the Biden administration and people around him accountable, we'd be in a better position to start the Trump presidency, the second term. But what happens, what you find, at least in the first 100 plus days, is that a lot of times journalists, people in the media, they will do anything they can to try to discredit or, I guess, discourage the president. You find yourself waiting 2 weeks. The complete opposite happens, what they told you would happen. And it actually was a good thing, but they'll never go back and correct themselves. Do you wish that maybe we saw some of these criticisms for Joe Biden and maybe we'd be in a little better spot if we did?
Well, you know, going back to what I was saying about the economy and Trump, you know, a recession is defined as two consecutive quarters with negative growth. In 2022, it was a small blip. It was not a big decrease, but we did have two consecutive quarters of negative growth in 2022. And how many articles did you see at that time? Oh, we're in a recession. Recession's inevitable. Here we go with the recession. We haven't seen it. Now, Trump, we're getting positive growth, but because his deals are, or his economic policies are unconventional, there's stuff we haven't seen before, we're just slammed with recession predictions. And I think that's so interesting how Biden essentially got a pass, and the White House at that time had all kinds of convoluted arguments for why this wasn't a recession, even though it met the very definition of a recession. And we did not see that skepticism or that criticism that we're seeing when we're seeing the complete opposite with Donald Trump, and the criticisms only increased.
Well, I think it's very simple. We can explain what they did. The simple trick of lying seemed to go a long way when people don't hold you accountable. That could be a part of it, too. Let's talk about some of your work and what you're doing. What kind of articles are you working on now?
Right now, I think one of the things that's very interesting is the Trump administration next week should be coming out with IVF proposals. Back in February, the president had authored an EO to expand access to IVF. And it's going to be really interesting to see, because it's an industry where there's not a lot of regulations. There's not a lot of guidelines. And a lot of people, especially in the religious communities, really want to see who oppose this on religious grounds have also raised the issue that even if you're going to do this, there's not a lot of guidelines or regulation. And it'll be interesting to see if the Trump administration, which believes in deregulation and having fewer regulations, if they listen to some of the evangelical voters who sent him to Washington on this issue. I think that's going to be really interesting to see. Also be interesting to see when they come out with that, what they do in terms of religious exemptions for insurance. I think that's going to be a fascinating thing. So that's going to be the most interesting thing coming down the pike right now for me.
Jeff Mordock, you're a White House correspondent. What's the atmosphere like in Washington, D.C. nowadays?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's interesting. There's much more access. I'll say that. There's much more. One of the things I really like is that we have cabinet secretaries coming in to meet the president. Will stop in the White House driveway and talk to us. Brooke Rollins, the agricultural secretary, a couple weeks ago showed up and she had a bunch of charts she wanted to talk to the press about. We never had access to cabinet officials in the Biden administration. We have access to the president. And I think that vibe has really changed. The other thing that we're seeing is we're seeing outlets that were traditionally not called on or traditionally shut out of, you know, doing pool duty are now being included. There's a more, despite the resistance from some of the legacy outlets, there is an effort to sort of include more outlets that you don't think of in these traditional roles.
Untraditional. And maybe that's a good thing, because we know that during the last year's election, there was a lot of non-traditional type of entertainers and things that not only Kamala Harris went on to, but also Donald Trump did. And you saw that had a major effect. And I think they start to realize that different audiences don't always pay attention to mainstream sources. So it's a good idea to try to reach people where they are, as opposed to forcing them to go where you are. And it seemed to be a very effective strategy that they'll probably have to do moving forward.
I think so. I don't know how after this Trump strategy, I know, you hear some legacy outlets and veteran correspondents kind of grumble that they want things to go back. I don't know how after this things can go back, because now you've seen this open up as a whole new different form of media. And it's almost like the 2025 version of a fireside chat, that we've got the president on podcasts talking to people where they are, as you put it. And I think that is such a unique thing, and it was such a success. And one thing about DC politics is everybody's a copycat. So I see this as being the model going forward. It'll shift depending on which party's in power, but I think it's going to, this method of including podcasters and untraditional media will continue.
This is a weird question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you have President Donald Trump's phone number?
I do not. Do not. I will tell you, though, I got an email from him one time.
Oh, that's neat. What was that about?
Yes, he liked what it was. It was from one of his aides. I won't tell you the name of the aide. It was from one of his aides. And it said at the top a message from the president. And it was an attachment of an email he had sent. And in it was an article I had written that he had printed out and signed, and he wrote at the top, "To Jeff, so true, thank you, Donald J. Trump." And then they mailed me a copy with his autograph on it. And if you want to know what the story was about, if we're on TV, I'd show you the photo, but on radio, it's hard to do. But if you want to know what the story was about, it was about, I wrote it in January, and it was about his cabinet coming in and how everybody focuses on diversity in terms of black, white, Hispanic, woman, male, etc., and how this was the most diverse cabinet we've ever had because of the diversity of experience. You have RFK, who's essentially American royalty, working alongside J.D. Vance, who grew up, you know, in poverty in Kentucky, Ohio, with a drug-addicted mom. You have Kristi Noem, who's been fiercely criticized by LGBTQ groups for her stances on those issues, working alongside Scott Bessent, who is the highest ranking LGBTQ official we've ever had in the federal government. And it's really interesting how he's put Lori Chavez DeMier, who is his labor secretary. You look at her position, she is way more aligned with Joe Biden than she is with Donald Trump. But here she is serving as labor secretary. And it's fascinating how there's such a diverse perspective that it almost represents a true coalition government, like what you see in Europe when different parties come together to govern. And I guess that story struck a chord with him because they sent me an email attachment from him saying how much he liked the story, and then they mailed me him signing it.
Oh, that's great. So if people wanted to read some of your work, where can they go?
You can always follow me on Twitter, which is at Jeff Mordock, M-O-R-D-O-C-K, and I'm always all over the Washington Times. You go to the Washington Times homepage, you'll find a bunch of stuff by me. So.
Right. Interesting times, and you have that article, I'm guessing, framed somewhere? Do you have it up on the wall? The one that's signed?
I have it in a secure place. It is not framed yet, only because I just have not had the time to get it framed. And I'm kind of afraid of what will happen to it if I take it to a store to get framed. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what to do with it.
You're gonna,
but it will be framed someday. Somehow it will be framed on a wall.
You have to speak in code to kind of feel out the person first. You're right.
Well,
don't know.
Well, just real quick, if I have a second, the most interesting person before the president that I have wrote an article about that signed it for me and sent it to me was Randy White, the Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay.
And I have that autographed and signed up on my wall. So I got to move Randy White. I got to move him over one to make room for President Trump.
And I think the code is that it always has to be lit. So when you post it up, you're going to have to get a light on that autograph of Donald Trump. I think that's the code. Jeff Mordock, you can find him online. And of course, the Washington Times. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ryan. Really appreciate it.
Look him up on Twitter, X. I call it Twitter still, too. But Jeff Mordock right on there. Joining us after the break is Dan O'Neill, and he's a sports journalist and author. And with the story of Major League Baseball lifting the ban on Pete Rose, how long do you think it'll take before his name's on a Hall of Fame ballot? It'll be an interesting conversation. And, I don't even think it's that controversial, but Major League Baseball makes it sound like it is. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.